Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Let's go to the hotline right now. We talk to our good friend Mary Kay Cabot, who's all over the Browns. Hi, Mary Kay. How are you?
I'm doing great, guys. How you doing?
Ooh, it's been kind of an interesting morning.
Yeah.
All right, what's going on with Joe Thomas? Is he going to tell us today? Is he going to tell us tomorrow? And what's he waiting for?
He can't play again, Mary Kay, right?
You know what? I don't exactly know what he's waiting for, but the latest that I heard was, you know, that he might not even announce it today. I mean, we've all been kind of waiting for this. I know the Browns have been waiting for it. And, you know, from what I understand, it might not even come down today. So it's almost as though they really just have to proceed as though he's not coming back. I think they, you know, they probably just need to throw their best offer at Nate Solder and go with it. And then if for some reason, you know, Joe decides to come back, then they'll have to deal with it at that point. But, you know, I don't think that they can afford to not land one of the best tackles out there just because they're not sure what Joe is going to do.
Mary Kay, I'm sitting here thinking you just went on Twitter and bashed another player's contract and his ability to negotiate one without an agent in Richard Sherman. That doesn't sound like a guy who plans on playing in the NFL to me.
You know, I thought the same thing as I've been watching Joe's Twitter, and he called out, you know, Richard Sherman for getting the bad deal with the 49ers. I thought the same thing. I thought he's being very vocal about these things. It just doesn't sound like somebody who's thinking about getting back and playing football. But you never know. I do know. I was told by someone that the flurry of moves on Friday really did increase the chances that Joe might come back. Now, I don't know if they would, you know, push him over the edge into coming back and playing again, but I think at least they made him think a little bit. And the other thing is, you know, he has to leave a $3 million roster bonus on the table at the end of this week. And, you know, that might be hard to walk away from. You know, he might be thinking, wow, I can come back. You know, I'm not able to practice anymore during the week. Maybe I can just get myself through 16 more games, make another $13.5 million, and have a chance at winning some football games with an exciting offense and Tyrod Taylor. I'm not saying that he is going to come back. I'm just saying that I'm sure some of these moves have at least made him think about it.
What would Nate Solder mean to this team? And to what's it going to cost them, too? That's the next question.
Well, guards are making, $13.5 million on the open market right now. So you're going to have to pay, I would think you're going to have to pay a left tackle, at least that amount of money. That's the premier position on the offensive line. So it's not going to come cheap. I would imagine that it will be somewhere in that neighborhood because there probably are other teams involved. So what it would mean, though, is that they would have a starting left tackle that they could rely on. And that's important because, you know, if you try to go out and draft one this year, you know, you really just don't know what you're going to get or if he'll be ready to play and handle that demanding position. So, you know, if you're adding these pieces, Tyrod Taylor and Jarvis Landry, you really want to have your left tackle position as solid as you can get it, and Nate Solder would provide that.
Mary Kay Cabot joining us. Mary Kay, I like the Jarvis Landry move. You pick up a very, very good NFL receiver, and you don't give up a ton for it. He costs you some money, but that's it. To me, the key to everything else that happened, the other two trades with Tyrod Taylor and DeShone Kizer going to Green Bay, is Demaryius Randle. If he comes in and plays a key role for you, okay, I get it. If by chance he's not what you expect him to be, and I think I would have rolled with Kizer, drafted your quarterback at number one, play Kizer for a year. I know Taylor gives you a better chance to win, but he eats up a lot of cap space and he costs you a third-round pick. If Randle plays well, all right, I get it, because then I understand you've filled a hole and everything else. So I think the things kind of fit together, and they need to work together in order for it to really pay off.
Well, they do, but I mean, really, if you look at the quarterback situation, you knew that they were going to get a veteran quarterback in here, which they did, and you know that they are going to draft a rookie, either number one or number four overall. So where was that going to leave DeShone Kizer, and would it have been prudent to keep him around as the third string quarterback on this football team when, you know, apparently, you know, these guys might actually have their eye on a couple of quarterbacks in this draft. I would probably take two if I were them, in the same way that the Redskins did with RG3 and Kirk Cousins. This quarterback class is deep enough to spend two draft picks on quarterbacks, develop them, and see what you have. They like several of these quarterbacks. There are, you know, it goes deep into the, you know, 6, 7, 8 quarterback spots. So I would do that. Quarterbacks are assets, and if you end up with two good young developmental quarterbacks, you know, you could always trade one, you know, for something pretty decent down the road. So DeShone Kizer was kind of the odd man, and I don't really have a problem with that.
Okay, you're talking about guys like Mike White, the kid out of Western Kentucky who people think pretty highly of, as opposed to maybe the top 4, 5, 6 guys everybody's talking about, right? For the developmental guy that they might be able to get in the 3rd or 4th round?
I am, but I think they should also keep an eye on like a Lamar Jackson, because you just never know. Okay. I mean, if you don't love him at number 1 or number 4, but you can get him somewhere else, I mean, he's a pretty exciting player.
I would agree.
If you can, you know, get him in here and look at him and develop him for a year or so and see what he could become. Again, he can either help your football team, or maybe he can help you in terms of currency or a trade asset. So, you know, some of the best players and the most exciting players, the most valuable players in this draft are quarterbacks, and I think I would be spending 2 of my 9 picks on quarterbacks.
1 in the first 5 and 1 outside of the second 5? Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Just making sure. All right. Did last week change your mind about maybe perhaps Saquon Barkley at 1 or somebody other than a quarterback at 1?
Well, you know what? Normally, I would not take a running back at number 1, and I usually wouldn't want one to be taken in the top 5. I was very much against Trent Richardson that high in 2012. I just didn't think you needed to spend that kind of a pick on a running back. But from everything that I can see and tell and hear for now, people seem to think that Saquon Barkley is that franchise-changing running back. And if he is that, you know, at least why not consider him at number 1, but only if you're very confident that you can get the quarterback that you really want at number 4. That would require loving 3 of them enough that one of them is going to be available to you at number 4. If you didn't have number 4, you would never think about taking Saquon Barkley number 1 overall ahead of a quarterback. That would be out of the question. But number 4 gives you some flexibility to be able to do that and maybe still land your man.
All right, sounds like Kirk Cousins has a deal on the table with the Vikings, 3 years at $28 million per year. Were the Browns ever in the hunt, and would they ever be willing to pay that much?
No, they were never in the hunt, and they were really never going to be in the hunt. And you guys, we've talked about that on this program for weeks and weeks and weeks. I never thought that he was going to be targeted by the Browns because of the money that he was going to cost them and the long-term commitment that they would have to make, given the fact that they are going to take a quarterback somewhere high up and hope that that guy becomes their quarterback of the future over the next 2, 3, 4 years. So I really never felt that coming. And you know, the quarterback dominoes are falling into place. The Browns were smart to get one that they wanted before this all got rolling.
Mary Kay, this scares me. Going back to the quarterback, I just called up a CBS sports ranking of quarterbacks. Their number 1 ranked quarterback is Mason Rudolph, followed by Lamar Jackson, then Josh Rosen, Sam Darnold is 4, Baker Mayfield 5th, and Josh Allen 6th. And the lack of consensus on this quarterback class really concerns me if you're sitting there with the number 1 pick. And is there any shot they take a guy like Bradley Chubb? You know, is there a shot that they do something different with it out of the box that would stun everybody?
Well, I think the only stunner would probably be, you know, Saquon Barkley at number 1. But again, you know, you're right. People have these quarterbacks rank all over the board.
Everywhere.
And a team has to look and find out, you know, who do you love and who do you think can come in here and win football games. I remember back in the Derek Carr year, you know, not a lot of people thought that he was going to be that good and that he was worthy of a very high pick, and he's gone on to be a very good quarterback. You know, same thing with, you know, Jimmy Garoppolo that same year. So it's just in the eyes of the beholder, and you have to fall in love with your guy. And again, I think there are enough intriguing prospects in this draft that the Browns should take two, and I wouldn't even care if the second one came in the second round.
All right, Mary Kay, two quick questions then, just to recap everything we're talking about today. Odds of Nate Solder becoming a member of the Browns?
You know what? I'm going to say 60% right now. I think they really need to be aggressive and try to get this thing done.
Wow.
Odds of Joe Thomas making a decision today?
Oh, gosh, that's a tough one. Let me say 20%.
20% today. Odds of Joe Thomas coming back?
Oh, you're killing me here.
I'm sorry, Mary Kay.
I guess 25%.
25% coming back. Okay, a little better than I thought. All right, Mary Kay, thank you, thank you, thank you. We always enjoy your time. And, of course, you know we're reading and we're talking about your stories all day long here on 92.3 The Fan. And Jeff and I have been talking about your great work today.
Mary Kay's coverage will be outstanding, so get all over it, folks.
Thank you, Mary Kay. We appreciate your time.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks.
Thank you, Mary Kay.
Mary Kay Cabot on the hotline. Make sure you read her at cleveland.com. And, of course, a Plain Dealer every day. We've got the latest for you when it comes to NFL free agency, all the moves that are going on. Right now, Kirk Cousins set to visit the Vikings. The Vikings have offered him a 3-year contract valued at $28 million per year. This according to the NFL Network.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.